This is Tech Talks on KGNU with students from the Innovation Center at St. Vrain Valley Schools.
Estás escuchando Tech Talks con KGNU de parte de estudiantes del Innovation Center en las escuelas St. Vrain Valley.
Can you tell us your name and what you are doing with the underwater robotics team?
I'm Axel Reitzig, and we are learning how to build a low-cost, remotely operated underwater vehicle. So we have one that we bought as a kit for the Denver Zoo. It costs over $1,000, and it's a great device. However, most teachers and scientists can't afford something like that. So we're exploring how to use simple materials like PVC pipes and bell wire, foam, things like that, to make a low-cost underwater robot.
Can you tell us about how your skills with robots and with programming has been helping you in this project?
Well, yeah, I do RC a lot, and actually we're using a lot of RC parts in this. We're using propellers from RC boats, motors from RC planes, transmitters and receivers from RC planes, and ESCs from RC boats.
Can you tell us a little bit about the project that is partnered with the Denver Zoo right now?
The Innovation Center is building an underwater ROV to go and monitor the water frogs in Lake Titicaca in Peru. And we built the robot, tested it, and it is in Peru now awaiting testing by the biologists down there in hopes to save this endangered frog.
Can you tell us a little bit about how technology and your experience or background with robotics made this easier?
Constructing the actual ROVs that we sent to South America, I had never really done anything like that before because that was all underwater type stuff, heavy electronics that we don't really have access to in high school. That was more of a learning experience and it was really fun.
How have you seen these kids work towards their goal with technology?
These kids are learning a lot, having to solder. They're learning a lot with electronics, especially since these ROVs are not 100%. These kids are still having troubles with the wiring, with the ESCs. They're learning how to be able to solve these problems. Right now, they're learning that not everything is easy, that they have to work for things. And me, with the ROV, we experience a lot of these things. That's what makes us unique, is that we all have different levels of skills. Aiden is amazing with electronics. I never knew Aiden does that for fun, and yet he is amazing with these things. I like working in the wood shop. I'm helping the kids with the actual structure. I'll help solder, and just having all of us with these level of skills, it's really nice to help see the kids progress as they really can now see what type of problems they can face in the real world.
Can you tell us about your goal as a team or your individual goal with what you want to do with this project?
I just really want to make a working submarine that can support a camera, and I just really want to see some fish with the camera.
Can you tell us about where you want this project to go?
I'd kind of like to see this project turn into a curriculum for robotics in schools and have more people get to do it.
Can you tell us your name and how you have been working with the underwater robotics team?
I'm Sai, and I have been kind of wiring the robot and building the robot.
Can you tell us about how this experience with this class and with this project has helped you with your education in robotics?
It's helped me understand how electronics work and how much hardware goes into the electronics.
Can you tell us about the goal that you are all working towards with this project?
My goal to achieve for this is to make the robot work, make sure it works, and try to make a cheaper price of the professionally done robot. So we're trying to build the robot and get it to work. Right now is the best moment you ever know.
You've been listening to Tech Talks on KGNU with students from the Innovation Center.
Una vez más, estuviste escuchando Tech Talks on KGNU con estudiantes del Innovation Center.